weekend. He's Bish. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Welcome to the show. Good afternoon or good evening, depending on what time you're listening to this magic of radio transmission. This is John Bishop and Kelvin Roberts in a show affectionately known as Alphabet Soup. How are you, big Kel?
I'm all right, Squire. Not too bad.
Good, good, good.
Lights are getting lighter.
They are. I actually got up this morning, it was, and I think it was the first time in ages where it was daylight when I woke up.
Doesn't it feel great?
It feels good. And we're coming out the darkness of winter.
Yes.
We're coming out into the brightness of spring. A little spring in the step. The whole thing's happening. The whole thing's happening. And we're here in this fine floating studio above the fine city of Liverpool on a perfect crisp afternoon. Or then again, if you're watching in the evening. Could be listening in the evening.
We're not there yet, John, but the tapes are in. The demos are off.
Yeah.
The agents are on standby. Mm. It's only a matter of time before that call comes in. What do you reckon? Bravo?
Bravo?
We start off on Bravo.
What do you mean? Oh.
then we can go to Dave.
Oh, that would be... Hey, nothing wrong with a bit of Dave.
And then when we get to the BBC...
Nothing wrong with being on Dave. Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah, and then a BBC and then BAFTA time. Did you watch the BAFTAs?
I did, actually.
What do you think?
It's a weird one, actually, because... I enjoy it, but the trouble is that you know who's won what before the thing even starts.
Have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
I've seen them all.
Have you seen them all?
Seen them all.
You've seen them all? I haven't seen Slumdog.
I've seen all the Oscar films.
Tell us, Slumdog, what you think?
Good.
Good.
But not the best I've seen this year.
What's the best you've seen?
Frost Nixon.
Totally agree.
Fantastic.
Totally agree. What is he like, Frank Langella? Oh, brilliant. Brilliant
now,
as Nixon.
If you haven't seen this film, it's a political film, but it's not too political. You don't have to know about politics. And you know what the funny thing is about Langella? Frank Langella played the part of Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
You know he's playing the part so well, even though I don't know Richard Nixon. See what I mean? Brilliantly done.
The great thing as well is that the Independent gave the original interviews out on a DVD, so I've got them.
Oh,
and
really?
It's brilliant. What's good about it is that there's a backstory about how they set up these interviews. For those who don't know, it's David Frost managed to get an interview with Richard Nixon. This is after he'd been impeached, so it's after he'd left office, it's after he'd resigned. And he was the only one to do it. And the reason that they got him the gig, as it were, is not only did he pay a lot of money, $600,000, which was enormous amounts at the time, but it's also because Nixon's people thought he's got no chance of being any good. And the way the film works, he's not. And then all of a sudden he twists it around, doesn't he? Mm. It's great. It really is great. So and he was good. And also Michael Sheen, who plays David Frost, is... It's got to be the best British actor of the moment.
He's very good. Did you see him in The Queen when he played Tony Blair?
Yeah.
He's got this great persona, being able to, you know, you can see Tony Blair in him and you can also see Frost.
And the next one he's doing is Brian Clough.
Is he really?
He's doing Brian Clough, yeah, in That Damned United, which is the story about how Brian Clough was the manager of Leeds United for about, I think it was 36 days.
Wow.
Something of that nature.
Was that with Peter Taylor?
I'm not sure. He was with Peter Taylor then.
Was that not?
But it was when Leeds United were the big team.
Yes.
And he came in as the big manager and was gone. And the story behind it is what he's going to do. And the other thing he did as well, which was on BBC Three, which was when he played... what's his name? Who's that?
Kenneth Williams.
He did Kenneth Williams. Yeah, he did the Kenneth Williams play. Yeah. It's virtually a one-man play.
Great character actor.
I mean, this isn't a film review, but...
You get one.
So I saw that. I totally agree. I saw The Wrestler as well.
Yes, I like The Wrestler.
Yeah, The Wrestler was good. Yes. The Wrestler was good.
In my... Actually, did you see Valkyrie with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, seen that.
I thought that was very good.
I tell you what, we're coming across as people who haven't got a life. Yeah, Valkyrie was very good.
It's just that time of year when all the best films are out, because obviously it's the Oscar season. So after the Oscars, it goes into a bit of a lull.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
You get all the B-graded films, and then you get the summer blockbusters, and you get the films for the kids, and then you get the rest of the rubbish, and then it starts all over again.
Yeah, yeah, but very, very, very good films.
And I actually think, right, you know me, I'm not a betting man, but I actually do think Frost Nixon could be up for Best Picture.
I
think the Slumdog's getting a bit too much at the minute.
But also, Slumdog's getting a bit too much, and it's British-based, so it's going to get a lot over here.
Yes.
I went to see Benjamin Button.
And I've not seen that one yet.
Ah, see? Haven't seen them all. Who are you? I went to see it. Very good. I'll tell you how good it is. I went with Melanie and the three lads, and you know how good it is if you take kids to the pictures and they don't go for a wee. Because that's all they do. They just keep going out, and then they come back in going, what's happened? And he sat there for 2.5 hours.
It's a long film, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. A long film, but a good film. Mm. Good film.
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
And I've not seen The Reader yet, where Winslet gets her baps out. Have you not seen The Reader?
The Reader? No, I haven't seen that.
She gets her clothes off again. I don't think there's many films where she doesn't get her kit off, isn't there?
I don't know, but... I'm trying to think of Kate Winslet films. And when you think about it, I've never noticed as much. But I've thought, probably right. No, Revolutionary Road. Doesn't get him out there.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, there's sex in it.
Yeah, she doesn't get him out, though.
Well,
Doesn't get him out.
What, are they fully clothed?
Yeah. It was the 50s. That's how they did it then.
That's rubbish.
Yeah. So...
Did he sit upright in the bed, have a cigarette after it?
Yeah, all of that. No, I don't recall.
Titanic, she got him out there.
Yeah, she did. They got drawn then, so that's fair enough. I mean, she's looking well, though. And,
not bad for the girl from Reading.
Girl from Reading. I know, it's frightening, isn't it?
What do you think they named the stadium after her? Because didn't the guy who built the stadium call it after himself, Majeski Stadium?
The Majeski
Stadium. You could have the Winslet Stadium.
Yeah, but let's be honest. If you had the money to build the stadium, you'd call it after yourself, wouldn't you? I would. I'd Johnny Bish's house. You just would. It's not an egotistical thing. It's just being honest with yourself. Stop pretending you wouldn't. I'd want to be at the Majeski Stadium. If I was Mr. Majeski,
it's a step two. I mean, it's like having your own personalised number plate, but your own personalised stadium. Behave.
I like that idea, though, of having an odd name, a foreign name, because it doesn't make it sound, you know what I mean? The Majeski Stadium sounds better. If he was called Bob Robbins, the Bob Robbins ground, it just wouldn't be any good, would it? Or the Kelvin Roberts, the Roberts ground.
Not the same ring,
isn't it? It's not working, is it? No. Not working. So.
Anyway.
We're doing the Lesser K. For those people who don't listen to the show, and let's be honest, there'll be loads of them. but I mean, if we're listening to the show today and haven't listened to it on a regular basis before, what happens during the show is that we have a chat based around certain letters of the alphabet. And the letter this week is...
K.
K. K. And then we have a student called Lee who squirrels away and comes up with ideas so that we throw him a morsel of bread. So we have a few words beginning with the letter K. However...
Is this where the part of the show turns into Wikipedia?
Yeah. Because there's one or two things on here that I quite like. However, one thing that I would say is just now we'll have a special word off. Just now, for the sake of this, as we're talking about films, name five films with K in the title.
You can't put this on. I mean, this kind of thing we should pre-plan.
Five films.
Okay. King Kong.
King Kong, yeah.
Kingpin.
That's all your kings finished. Yeah.
You really can't have King Henry.
No.
Okay, all right. Kingdom. Richard Harris.
Yeah, okay.
Karate Kids 1, 2 and 3.
2 K's in that, fair enough.
And 4. Oh,
wife
4 was rubbish, so we're not including number 4.
Wife off.
Daniel San. Danielson.
Go on.
Oh, I got. Oh, right. This crack could just count as one. I'm sure there's one called. Oh, there's one called California. That's actually spelt with the K. I think Brad Pitt was in that.
Brad Pitt was in that. Plays a psycho. Very good.
Yeah. I've never seen a film called Kaleidoscope, but I'm sure there must be one.
No, there is one.
There must be.
Kingfisher.
Knight. There'll be a film with Knight. K as in a knight of armour. Knight. Can't think of
this
one.
This is your last one. Last one. Massive. Last year.
Last year?
Yeah. Massive. Huge.
There's also Krull with, again, Brad Pitt. Oh, I'm doing well. Is it Krull? It wasn't a massive hit, though. K-R-U-L-L, I think.
No, then big film last year.
How big?
Huge. I'd say it how big.
Who was in it, then?
People like you come across people like me all the time, and we need to make the best of it. That's an impression of the star.
Really?
The star. The star. The Batman. Knight.
Yeah, Knight. The Dark Knight.
Oh, the Dark Knight.
That doesn't start with K. That's
all right,
Muppet.
That was funny. What did you say? Did you see that about Christian Bale?
What, the ranting and raving?
He had the rants at his PA. You haven't got that, have you?
I might have.
That would be amazing.
Hold the line, call. I keep talking. I'll see if I can find it.
Christian Bale, for those people who don't know, is currently on set making a film. And obviously, whilst they're doing these things, they do the rehearsals.
I've got it!
Let me set it up,
kick
though.
Shut up for a second, all right? I'm going to go. Do you want me to go trash your lights? Do you want me to trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene? I want you off the set, you. Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
Right, so we'll explain what that was. He's making a film. He's doing a scene.
Terminator.
Yeah. Oh, is it Terminator?
Terminator, yes.
And he's walking. Now, let's be honest. He's an actor. With the best will in the world to all the actors out there, you're just pretending. It's a little bit of make-believe. We've all pretended. So he's about to do some pretending when this young junior light assistant walks across the scene and ruins the shot. And this was Christian Bale's reaction. Let's have it again.
I want to kick your shut up for a second, all right? I'm going to go. Do you want me to go trash your lights? Do you want me to trash them? Then why are you trashing my scene? I want you off the set, you. Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
Now, this is the man, Christian Bale, who played Batman, who at the UK premiere of Batman was then arrested, wasn't he, for assaulting his mother and his sister.
Really?
He was arrested, didn't you know that? In he booked a hotel suite for them. They go back, they had a bit of a rant, and he was arrested, and they let him go to the premiere after previously arresting him for assaulting his mother. How mad do you have to be to punch your mum? You know what I mean? How angry do you have to be to turn around and go, oh, shut up! We've all been there, but we don't do it, do we? And particularly not if you're in a tuxedo and you're Batman and you're going to your premiere. You don't say that and go, look, just, I've done my homework. That man's got issues. That man has got issues. Everyone's saying that Mickey Rourke made his way back, but I mean, you can't, who wants to work with someone doing that? Get off my scene!
I've got, I think we have an official apology.
I make no excuses for it. It is inexcusable. I was way out of order, and I hope that is absolutely clear.
Thank you for calling.
No, hang on. Who was that?
That was Christian.
That was Christian?
Yes.
It doesn't sound exactly the same to me. And when you listen to him in Batman, he's going, I'm Batman.
Yeah, but he's in character. Do you want to hear it again?
The apology?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
I make no excuses for it. It is inexcusable. I was way out of order, and I hope that is absolutely
clear. That's David
clear.
Essex, that is. They've just said to David Essex, not been doing a lot of work lately, have you? Fancy doing a voiceover of an apology for the Batman?
That was taken from he rang a radio station, I think, in LA.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's legitimate.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I mean, fair play to him to apologise, but the poor lad...
It takes a man to do that.
Yeah, but he's already had the fella sacked, hasn't he?
No!
He said to him, I want you off the set.
Yeah, he was having a rant, and he wasn't a junior, he was about 56.
Well, whatever it was, I mean, as Christian himself said, good job he was an employee and not a member of his family. He'd have just battered his...
I hope he's as tough towards those Terminators. I'll tell you what.
So what's he doing? Is he a goodie or a baddie, do we know?
He's the goodie. He's John Connor.
He's
the fourth John Connor to appear on the screen. Because you had the first John Connor in the first film, and then you had the second John Connor. The third one was... In the second one, you had one played by the kid, Edward Furlong. The third one was Nick somebody, and I'd have gone with Christian Bale for this one.
Well, I tell you, see, the thing he's got to look out for is if he carries on being so nasty, he's going to affect karma. See what I did then? First word beginning with the letter K.
Is that on your research?
It is. Yeah, karma. Karma, through the law of karma, the effects of all deeds actively create a past, present and future experience, thus making one responsible for your own life and the pain and joy it brings to him, her and others around them. There you go. So I think all Christian's karma is a little bit less than what it used to be. And now his apologies try to cover it. But having said that, they don't live in a real world anyway, do they? You
know what I mean? Actors?
Yeah. Well, not actors. Most actors do, because most actors aren't in Hollywood. But if you're an Hollywood star getting silly money and treated for messing about, you know what I mean? It's just one of those jobs, isn't it? Where like, even at the BAFTAs, they were going, oh, that was good. I think it's just playing, isn't it? I know there's probably a bit more into it.
Well,
but
of course, you had your acting debut last year, didn't you?
Which one? Are you talking about Dick Whittington?
Well, you had the talking head. Was he the talking bag or something?
Oh,
a voiceover.
I've not told anyone that. I've only said that on the show.
We were talking about this last year, yeah.
For those who didn't hear that, what happened is I got a phone call from a fellow at the BBC and said, we've got this new sitcom. We want you to come in. And I said, okay. I said, well, what do you want me to do? What part? He said, well, you see where you come in. And when I come in, he said, well, the thing is, we filmed it. I said, yeah. He said, but there's a character who's got a bag on his head. And we want you to do his voice. Because apparently the voice that they had didn't sound rough enough for the character that he was meant to be. And that's it. These people don't know how hard it is to try and act like you've got a bag on your head. When you're having...
With all due respect, and to save on two pay packets, couldn't they just put the bag on your head?
Well, that's what I thought.
Speak.
I physically...
That's about the guy who played Darth Vader. There's all that work, and James Earl Jones comes along, and there's all the voiceover.
Well, you know what? The sad thing shows how low budget it was. The sad thing about it is the producer was the person with the bag on his head. So the producer had obviously wanted to get it into his own programme. So the director said, you can be the man with the bag on his head. And then he's effectively sacked him by saying, I don't want people to know it's you. I'm going to pretend it's someone else. So I did that, and then I did Skins, yeah. Yeah, Skins, which will be out soon.
Look at that gun. Look at those guns.
Look at that.
You working out, lad?
Doing a bit, lad, you know what I mean? Doing a bit, you got to.
Are you going to the gym, or is it just from... picking the kids up and stuff.
Picking the kids up. My oldest lad's 14. I'm picking him in a fireman's lift. Hey, look, my dad's picking us up.
I'm very impressed.
Doing a bit, lad. Got to. For reasons that will become apparent in the next couple of weeks.
You're working out for a part, aren't you?
There's something happening. We'll see.
Did they call you after Christian's rant?
They just said...
Well, you better get John Bishop on standby. Fight these Terminators, because Christian's going off the rails here.
Christian's gone. I mean, that's another thing. How hard are you when your name's Christian? Just relax. You know, if you want to portray yourself as a tough... I thought he was from Wales as well, for some reason. Obviously not. He sounds like a Cockney boy, don't he, on the voice that he phoned up with.
I think he is Welsh.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Voice there, did he? So,
well, he sort of like he's from the Valleys.
Yeah.
I think he's lost it a little bit. A bit like Zeta Jones did. She's not very Welsh as well, is she? Ooh. She's from Swansea.
Yeah, she's gorgeous there, though. Well, she was, wasn't she? No, I'm thinking of the wrong one.
What are you thinking of? Shirley Bassey?
No, I was thinking of Demi Moore.
She's not from Wales.
I know. I don't know what made me think of Demi Moore, but they both married. Demi Moore married Bruce Willis, and Zeta Jones married the other old fella,
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've completely lost ourselves there, didn't we? We
don't know what that's called.
We were doing all right then, maybe. And then we mentioned Welsh women, and it all went downhill.
This could be a good time to take a break and refresh.
I think we should take our break before we become scholaried ourselves. It's John Bishop and Calvin Roberts on the Alphabet Soup on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
John Bishop, Alphabet Soup, City Talk 105.9.
Welcome back. We've just been having a debate, Mr. Roberts and myself, at the end of this show. We play a record. He would like to change that record. I don't want to change that record. The record will remain the same, even though... Are you playing the other one? I haven't got headphones on. Are you playing the other one?
I am.
Hang on. See, now I'm not arguing with this. It's the record of an advert.
While I'm feeling so high, yeah. Must be the season.
It's the record of the best advert on telly. The one where the fella goes down in the water slide.
Yeah, in the tubes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Imagine doing that from here.
Well, that would just be great. An Helter Skelter down the tower.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd rather just go straight to Birkenhead. But by the time you reach Birkenhead, you'd be going to max speed 4 or something. You'd be flying, wouldn't you? And you just jump off the end and see who got closest to Rill.
Yeah, we should reenact that for the internet. We should get a bit of wizardry and we should put our...
Oh, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? This is the perfect place. This could have been, if it hadn't been a water, if it hadn't been... You know, Radio City, all those years that it was empty, someone must have looked at it and thought, sure, we can make a water attraction of that. Just starting from the top and then ending in the Mersey.
You know, I'm on the tours here, and you'd be surprised how many people ask, have you not got a pole in the middle you can slide down? Genius.
Yeah,
why didn't they think of that?
How good would that be?
A pole in the
Particularly when we had the World Firefighter Games, all the firemen running up. Yeah. They'd just gone down, couldn't
they? I'd pay a £5 to see a girl.
Honest with you, and we've never had this conversation before, and someone must know, how on earth are we supposed to get out of here quick if something went wrong?
Well...
are we meant to do? If there was a fire alarm here, what is the drill?
Run. On the stairs. Well, I believe the stairs are waterproof or fireproof. So, cause it's only concrete. So, there's nothing to catch fire in the middle of the tower. So, you're away from all the electrics where the lifts are and everything else. So, you should be... As long as you get to the stairs, you'll be okay. If you can't get to the stairs, then...
You must have to go up.
We have windows up here as well. You can get to the roof. So, you'll be okay. You've got a good 50-50 chance of getting out. I think.
But when you're on the roof, I'm thinking, and then where'd you go?
Helicopters.
Yeah. That's it. You're joking, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where would the helicopter come from? If we got it, I don't know, mate. You know what? I've just thought of that. I have honestly just thought of that. And all the time I've been coming up here, all the years I've been coming up here, I've never thought, how would I get out? Ever.
Well, as long as you can get to the stairs, and we've got several. You're not painting a good picture here, John, for health and safety.
No, you know, no, but what I mean is, the reason, and I'm sure a lot of people in the city will be the same as me, the reason why I thought this never opened after it was a cafe when we were kids is because of that, because there was no way of getting in and out, and they must have overcome it somehow. But nobody told me, so I'm just thinking, unless I'm with you, if I hear that fire alarm, I'm knackered, to be honest. I'll be the only one trying to open the window here throw a big rope down.
We've got one here. We're in studio 2, so there's one next door here. This is the fire exit.
Yeah.
And you've got the one upstairs in the zoo. That's the fire exit. So you've got 2 good ways of getting out and the fireproof, so you're fine.
Okay, well, that's good. If you are thinking of doing the tours, come up. come up, but bring your own fire extinguisher or a dead long rope.
But if anyway, back to the tunes. What do you reckon?
All right, sorry. Let me put these headphones on.
I think we should open this up to our listener.
Our listener, to decide
whether we stick with the old classic, which has been on the show, John.
It's saved as
for
well.
Over 3 years, which is our friend Jim Bob.
Jim Bob Reeves.
Yeah. Which goes like this. Bimbo,
bimbo, where can you argue, can't argue, mate.
Great tune,
argue,
classic.
Can't argue. I could already feel the happiness lifting around the land.
And if Jim was alive today, he'd have earned more royalties of what we've played
without a doubt.
That is up from sales.
Because let's be honest, who else plays Jim Reeves within 100 miles of this radio station?
Even Magic 1548 don't play it.
Exactly.
Right, so that's Bimbo, Jim Reeves, right? That's your favourite, and you're saying... You're giving the cross and the...
It's staying.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm campaigning for the legendary Bellamy Brothers. You ever seen the Bellamy Brothers perform? They're like an old version of ZZ Top. Brilliant. Long grey white beards. And this is their best tune.
Oh, it's great.
Now, come on, the sun is shining.
The sun is shining. We're all going to go home and our water
just
slide.
Listen to the lyrics.
There's a reason, yeah.
Yeah. Sun's shining. There's a reason.
He's messing about on stuff.
What?
Oh, we're high because we're up here.
Absolutely. You see, it all falls into place. Listen again. Let that feeling grab you deep inside, Jog. Then you're reeling. Yeah, love you just can't hide. Here's the feeling. Right, here's the chorus. Let it kick in. Here we go. Come on. Just let your love flow. See, you're swaying. I can see you changing.
I like the song, but it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. I like the song.
Who's got editorial control over this show, me or you?
Just because by effect that you press buttons, I guess it's you. In terms of editorial content, it's me. And the reason I say it's me is because if I stop talking...
Yeah. Christian, what do you think?
I want to kick your... You know, shut up for a second, all right? I'm going to go. Right, do you want me to go
on,
trash your lights?
We're not changing it. We're not changing
it. Then why are you trashing my like scene?
What are you doing? Beep, bimbo, beep. You beep. I'm dead, bimbo. Beep, yes, you beep. I'd love to. You know, I've never, ever thrown a rant like that. I'd love to do that.
You ever wanted to, though?
Not really. No, really, because not
well, you're quite a passive
fellow,
aren't you, really?
Yeah, no,
I can't see anything getting you angry.
I can't.
I think John Annalisa once did last year, didn't he? Apart from
John
that,
Anna
that's
Anna
the closest she came.
Yeah, and there was a part of me that just thought, but when John Annalisa, you know when John Annalisa was on the sideline at the Champions League and Rafa said, you're going on for the last few minutes. In his head, he was thinking, I hope I don't make a mess of this. That's all he was thinking. And he went on, and within a couple of minutes, he's lying face down in the mud, thinking, what happened? Yeah. What happened? So at that point, you don't need to be Christian Bale. You don't need to. Because he's carrying that with him for the rest of his life. The poor lad. The poor lad. You know, I'm trying to be extremely diplomatic, because at the time, you know, like a lot of other people, I wanted to kill him. But it's the way it was. The way it was. So as far as myself is concerned, I am not prepared to change Bimbo. It remains, whilst I remain on this show, it remains. That's what's going to happen. And if you don't like it, quite frankly, if you don't like it, then don't like it, because it's staying.
Well, I'll see my friend on Radio City wants to play it on his new show.
Yeah, yeah. Because you, what other people don't know, yeah, you take it over to Neil Fitzmaurice. You and your mate Neil you and Fitzy, eh?
That's right.
You and Fitzy doing Drive Time on Radio City. Hey, hey, Fitzy, how are you? Do you like the Bellamy Brothers? Fitzy, hey? You know when you're in Phoenix Nights? Did you and Peter Kay like this? Hey, hey? Would Peter like this, hey? Fitzy? That'll be grand. Hey, come on, hey, hey, come on, hey. Oh, I love all that. Hey, you're having it, hey.
I'm going to make sure hey, the first two we play at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Hey, come on, Raven.
Raven.
Is he going to do the show on his alter ego?
I have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
For those who don't know, because I'm sure there are people who just think that City Talk is the only station that this station has got, but we've got Magic, and we've also got Radio City, which is a smaller music station aligned to this one. And Kelvin, being the ace producer he is going to work on Drive Time, which is the funky name. Why the call Drive Time is beyond me. Why is it called Drive Time? Just because it's a tea time show?
Yeah, because you're driving home, and it's time to go home.
People are driving all the time.
True.
So if you're listening to it in your car and you're not during drive time, you're cheating. You know what I mean?
So pedantic.
No, but it's not this station. It's all stations call it Drive Time, which I just think is an odd name. Anyway, to the Drive
Time. Why did they call it the rush hour? No one's rushing anywhere.
Hey, hey, they're in a rush. They're not moving fast. It's a different
thing. That's right.
Yeah. But the reason behind all of this discussion, anyway, is that Sed Roberts is going to help Sed Fitzpatrick in Fitzmaurice, sorry, is going to help Neil Fitzmaurice in his new show on Drive Time.
But he's still doing a Saturday morning show on City
Talk. He's still doing a Saturday morning show on this. So, which will be good. It'll be good. So, and I think he'll be very good at it. He's very, very good. And you can get him to play that. But on this show, whilst I'm here...
Bimbo.
It's Bimbo, kid, all the way.
That's fair play.
It's Bimbo all the way.
That you or that? Me?
That wasn't that, me.
Is that Fitzy?
Is that Fitzy? Me mate Fitzy? You're all right, Fitzy?
Just check, Fitzy. Oh, yeah, Fitzy, yeah. Looking forward to playing Let Your Love Flow tomorrow afternoon. If John Bishop doesn't want it, we'll have it. Thanks,
we'll have it. We'll have it as our there theme tune. Yes. I'm going to tune in on Monday, see if he plays it. That's not played on Monday. I'm going to phone up and I'm going to batter the emails and the texts. Play it, play it, play it, play it, play it. Come on, Bellamy Brothers, play it.
Oh, God, I love it.
Nightmare, have you tried to book an appointment at the doctors these days?
I haven't been for a while, actually. Probably not even got one anymore.
Well, to be honest, it takes that long to get an appointment. There's nothing wrong with me. I just booked it last year just in case. I just hold it all up. It's a nightmare.
I read that as a top tip somewhere. You always make an appointment.
Always make an appointment.
And if you wake up feeling fine, just cancel it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Love it. What's up with you anyway? Not dying, are you?
Yeah, nothing.
There's nothing up with you?
No.
You're going just
not I'm going to say that a microphone, am I?
Well, it might just be something quite trivial, you know, in growing toenail or whatever.
No. Yeah. It's a...
I'm
doing more running, and I've got something loose in my knee, and it's starting to flare up again.
Oh.
So I have to go and see my doctor to be referred to another doctor,
right.
But possibly sometimes you just drain it and it helps. So it may drain it. It's a horrible thing to say, isn't it? But that's what it is. That's what it is.
Mm.
It's a little loose, little bit that shouldn't be in there that's floating around and getting in the way. And I only feel it when I increase the running.
Mm. Mm.
So you know what I mean? It's like my own body saying to me, "Oh, give up, lad. Sit down." It's beginning to hurt.
You're
going to
win any marathons.
Yeah,
minute,
yeah. You're not going to win anything.
Are you still training for that one? Is that what you're running
for?
I'm
doing a half marathon in the end of March.
Yeah. Which one? Is that one in Manchester?
It's in Wimslow in Cheshire.
Wimslow.
Which apparently, though, the reason I've gone in for that one, a number of my mates are doing it, or said they were doing it, but apparently it's really good. It's really well run because it's the last half marathon around the northwest prior to the London Marathon. So a lot of people do it, and some people do it and carry on, do the course twice, which is not going to happen to me, I tell you. So you know, it's their last big training run, really. So I'm looking forward to it, provided that this doesn't give up.
Yeah. Oh well, happy days.
Hey, but see what we did? We got the word knee in, which begins with a K.
If you are kind of off your feet, could you go into the wheelchair race? Did they have them in the half marathons?
Yeah. Halfway down. I've ran half of this as well, you know. Hey. They have a medal just for that.
Yeah, it would be more entertaining. It'd be like a triathlon and a marathon. You had to do a bit running. Maybe a bit, you had to get in pairs and do wheelbarrows.
Yeah.
And then do a bit in a wheelchair.
They should bring back kids' sports in the Olympics. You know, the sack race. Imagine seeing a well-trained Kenyan in the sack race. It'd be fantastic. You know, they're great.
I thought they should come back, John. I mean, when you think about it, all these internationals are training their kids and we're training ours to be a bag of spuds.
Exactly, you know what exactly.
I mean? You don't need to go back to those
days. You look at the great runners, you look at, you know, as I say, the Kenyans or even the Eastern Europeans, put them in a sack. Let's see how good they are then. Hey, give them an egg. Give them an egg with a spoon. Let's see how clever are you now. Hey, right. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, 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 and then afterwards, your mum's got to run as well. Hey, in the mum and dad's race. Hey, let's see how clever you are now, Eddie Selassie. Come on. Here's your arm, fella. Now, that would definitely be worth seeing.
It would be.
But alas, it's not. It's alas. Although, having said that, I was reading recently about the Olympics that there's no money. We've got no money for the Olympics. There is no money available. So taking it all out of the lottery fund and they're taking it off our money and all the rest of it, out of our taxes, which basically means we are paying for the Olympics. Me and you are paying for the Olympics. It's not the private sponsors that they were expecting.
Yeah.
So they're taking it off us. So I think if we're paying, we should get a go. There's no reason why. It's like paying your subs. Why are we paying for them to bring over some Russian to throw the shot put? I want to go. I want to throw the shot put. I bought it. Do you know what I mean? It'd be great, wouldn't it, if you could just tear up and we could say, right, no, get out the way. It's our go. It'd be terrible Olympics. Load of fat fellas doing the hurdles.
I think you did it once on one of your gigs. I can see you landing up next to two Kenyans at the start of
the Oh, yeah. I could do that. You're all right, lads. It'd be great. And I think, but then you start looking and say, all right, if there was one Olympic event that you could do, whether you're good at it or not, what would it be? What would be the one event that you, if someone said, right, we'll give you a go at it?
What would it be?
Yeah.
Even if I was completely rubbish?
Yeah, even if you're rubbish at it.
I think the hammer. You know that thing where you whiz around your chair like that and you whack?
Like that?
That'd be good.
But the hammer. Why is it called a hammer? You wouldn't hammer a nail in with that, swinging it round your head. Just say, hang on, hold that nail still, love. You know, it's not a hammer. It's a ball on a chain. There's no hammer in B&Q that looks like that. Ridiculous name for this. I'd have a go at the pole vault. I would love to have that feeling. You know, when they stick it in and the pole in, and then it starts bending and they start going up. That must be a great feeling when you're thinking, this is going to break. This is not going to make it. That fear, that adrenaline was... Of all the other sports, like even doing the high diving and stuff, you know you're going to hit water. But when you stick that pole in, you've no idea. And to be honest with you, the size of us compared to some of those pole vaulters, I'd have to stick a tree in instead of sticking a pole. Stick a pole in, it'll be in bits. Or just put a ladder, big ladder. I think, but yeah, that's what we should do. We should definitely start applying for our own Olympic events.
What about javelin? How could you never see Zulus doing a javelin?
Exactly, exactly.
Great,
and there's no reason why not. We've all seen the films. They were very good at it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
if you can hunt animals with a javelin, why can't you win the javelin thing?
Yeah.
And archery. Archery, there's no Aborigines doing archery. They should do. Why not? Why not? When you think about it, the sports that people who actually use those sports to live, don't do, like the shooting. You don't like the shooting. Like, what? Why has there never been an LAPD cop?
Yeah.
Anyone there, you know, when they bring the and just pulls it out the hose and go, or even a gangster, you know. Do you know what I mean? There's always somebody in this thing with the big eye and all that stuff. That's what you want, somebody proper, you know, out the films.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, why has Clint never been in the Olympics? He was the best shooter on telly for years. Yeah, I think so. I think we've solved that one. Definitely. The man from Atlantis in the swimming. I would love the swimming. In fact, who was it that qualified for the Olympics? And he was last by miles in Australia. I think he was an African swimmer. He was last by miles, and they give him a round of applause. And he was awful. But I'd love someone to turn up at the Olympics with armbands. Just stand there, armbands and Bermuda shorts. Am I in the wrong pool? I just walked through the foot bath there. I thought, you know, you all look a bit keen, don't you?
Let's take an Olympic break.
We'll take an Olympic break. This is John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts on City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool.
John Bishop, Alphabet Soup, City Talk 105.9.
We're back for the final part of... we're back for the final part of...
Are you all right now?
Sorry. When I come and do this show, sometimes I feel like I'm on a plane. I don't know why. So I took my shoes off and I couldn't get them back on. It's horrible. That sent an horrible image to the listener. We're back for the final part now of City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool's Alphabet Soup, the show that goes out on a Saturday evening or a Sunday afternoon or is available forever on the podcast.
Do you know we were number 2 in iTunes for the most downloads?
No way.
Yes, way.
No way. When?
The other week, we were number 2.
No way.
Of all the podcasts you can get from here, we were number 2.
Number 2 from Radio City's availability.
From all the doodahs from this building, yes. So,
really?
So thank you for downloading us.
Yeah, no, thanks for downloading us. But that only happened once.
we've dropped 4 places to this week's number 5. We're like a countdown with Phil Freeman. In at number 4. And who went you into? John Bishop.
That's where your old things are not working out.
I think after the letter J, we dropped a few places, but we can bounce back with K.
We can get it.
We want K. Number 1.
K's the one. K's the one. And it's interesting because what we'd actually discussed is the fact that as we get things suggested to us from Lee, who's a student, that he would say the word Kit Kat. You know, we said that. Remember we were talking about it. And he's just put here, hi, because that's how students address emails. Yeah. In an ironic twist, I do this as I'm listening to the previous show and I was doing Kit Kats when you were talking about me probably doing Kit Kats for the show. That's how well we know our audience. Spotty students love Kit Kats. Anyway, he hasn't done Kit Kats. just to prove it right, he's done Kiss.
Kiss, right.
Kiss, yeah. Not the band, Kiss.
Or the radio station in London.
No, yeah. That's the sister station of this station, isn't it? Kiss. But what's good about this, because all he does is copy and paste it from Wikipedia. I'm not expecting him to go and create words. But a kiss is the touching of one person's lips to another place, which is used as an expression of affection, respect, greeting, farewell, good luck, romantic affection, or sexual desires. In written correspondence, a kiss has been represented by the letter X since at least 1763. Someone's made that up and stuck that on Wikipedia. How did he know that? But this is great, this. Some literatures suggest that a sizable percentage of humanity do not kiss. Yeah, married people. Because Eskimos don't do the Eskimos.
You're not going to tell that joke again, are you?
Which one?
You know which one.
Oh, no, that one.
The marriage counsellor one.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think about... it was a great joke, but I don't think I can say
it on air. No.
Yeah.
Leave it for the Royal Court.
Yeah. There'll be another occasion for it. Yeah. But that's always got me. Eskimos. Mm. Eskimos apparently rub noses, don't they?
I thought they were Maoris.
Oh, really?
Maoris do that, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Eskimos.
Well, they might do it as well. Maybe it's just probably a Southern Hemisphere thing, but...
No, let's be
but
honest.
But the Maoris definitely do it.
Oh, well, I think that's probably true, because you wouldn't if you're an Eskimo, would you? Because you know what it's like in the cold weather with snotty nose and... Be horrible, that would have been his Maoris. Oh, right, so I didn't realise that. I didn't realise that. Okay, that's not on here anyway.
You want to get your research to check his research?
Oh, no, he never mentioned that. That was, oh, right. That was just in my head.
Oh, really?
That's that's the kind of that's the kind of information I carry around. Oh, God, that's good. 148 muscles are used in a kiss. 148 muscles? That can't be right. Surely that's not right.
Depends who you're kissing.
That's a vigorous kiss.
If it's a pet for your auntie, it's not going to be much, is it? But, you know, you're passionate. I can see that being true. Why not?
Don't laugh. I'm loving the ladies listening to this, thinking, oh, that Roberts knows how to snog.
079.
Yeah. He put 148 muscles into this. What do you do? You must be lifting weights at the same time. How can you be 148 muscles? Wait, yeah. My missus never hears that. 148. Because the big thing is about kissing, it's like your first kiss. You know what I mean? Your teenage kiss. Those kisses where you're still learning to kiss. When you watch people on the telly, you think, how are they all breathing? You know what I mean? When you're 12 or 30. I used to sit at the back of the class, practicing on the back of my hand. It's the only way to do it, kids. Only way to do it. Practice on the back of your hands. But bear in mind that you are using 148 muscles, so you end up with a really big head.
Let's have a word off.
Really big muscly face. Big muscly lips. Okay, quick word off. Things beginning with the letter K. Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
King.
Kick.
Kaleidoscope.
Key.
Kingdom.
No.
No.
Knocker.
What?
Knocker.
Oh, that's a good one. Knight.
Kick.
Kippers.
Key ring.
Kip.
Kip's on the word. Kit.
Kapow.
Kapow's not a word.
It was in Batman.
Kapow's not a word. You're not having kapow.
Why not?
All right, then. Kingfisher. Struggling.
Kelvin.
No!
It's my name. I'm allowed it.
Ketchup. Just give up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kapow! You're gone. Get it on. Let's get out of here. Get the happy record on before you go with Fitzy and play your Doobie Brothers or whatever you're into. You've been listening to John Bishop and Kelvin Roberts waffle on for an hour in what's called the Alphabet Soup and what represents Radio City, not Radio City, City Talk. Radio City's the other one that plays music for teenagers. This plays music for the future. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Enjoy what's left of your weekend. Goodbye.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, wee old bimbo, bimbo? What you gonna do, wee old bimbo, bimbo? Does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, wee oh? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, wee oh? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh?